according to the dictionary, says magnetism is an invisible fundamental force of nature created by the motion of electric charges. It is responsible for objects attracting or repelling each other across a distance. Whether in elementary school or middle or high school, some of us have been taught or played with magnets. If you put south to south, there is no magnetism. It has to be the opposite. But the one we're going to focus on today is spiritual cosmic magnetism and how it will do wonders for us if we focus on that so that we can get all the things we want in life. And it will also teach us to watch the kind of people you hang out with. And some of us will realize why the holy ones, or some of us will practice this, once we know this, then we don't go around hugging people. You even see they don't want to shake hands. And you also see that in a conversation, if they're in the hall giving lectures or having a conversation, they have flowers around them. These all serve a great purpose for each person. If in the morning, noon, and night, one keeps oneself dreaming, feeling, and sensing the all-attracting divine magnetism, one will develop a spiritual power that can draw objects of desire from a distance, that can uplift other people by the mere contact of sight, or even by your simple wish, or your powerfully directed uplifting concentration. The word is uplifting, and then concentration. Can draw friends from afar who were real friends in past life. By this power, you can make the elements to bow to your wishes. So when you see people, they want to have an event and it's raining, they can stop the rain. They've developed that magnetism that they want it hot. Or you see animals drawn to them. There's a story of a nun at the SRF headquarters where the skunk will follow her all the way to the, and they were like, okay, please don't discharge your perfume, you know. By the invitation of divine magnetism, you can draw angels, luminous creative forces, sages and saints of the past, to come and dance in your joy. You can draw all rays of knowledge. There is within us, everyone, if God created you, it is there. Even plants have magnetism. You see certain things drawn to them, maybe because of their fragrance or fruit, or, you know, like the cat going for the catnip. There's within us a magnetic force by which we attract Those who have a living relationship, that's the qualification, living relationship to our magnetic power. Therefore, a human being cannot attract a stone because a stone has no relationship to a human being. That's why living relationship. If you take a magnet, unless there is a stone that is magnetic, a magnet cannot draw it to it. It only draw metals and anything that has that. It's the same thing with us. And now we're going to qualify this. An ordinary magnet has a certain range and power. If you've ever worked with magnets, you know there are some that are very powerful. Small magnets draw small things. Larger magnets draw larger objects. If you've ever gone to where they buy parts to fix cars, or places where they crush the body of cars, sometimes it's a huge magnet they use to pick up the car and then drop it into the crusher. The human magnet draws according to its power of attraction. Remember one time here in the States, oh, power of attraction, people just come there, it's power of attraction. Could you explain? They couldn't get enough. You can magnetize water. And they say, you drink it, and wow, the power of attraction. It will encode and wash off your thing. Let me repeat that. The human magnet draws according to his power of attraction. Some people attract physical beings, physical things. Some attract mental things. And some attract spiritual things. It all depends on what kind of a magnet one wishes to be. We must develop two kinds of magnetism. One to attract God, and another to attract our material necessities. God didn't say, oh, once you are with me, you don't need that. Actually, you are with God. Everything else falls in place. Didn't Jesus say that? Love God with all your heart and everything. And love your neighbor as yourself. Everything will fall in place. If we use all our magnetism to gain material things, sooner or later, we shall be disillusioned. Because material things do perish. They wear out. It is true that God gave us bodies and we must look after them. But if we first develop spiritual magnetism, it will guide us in the proper ways to supply all our material needs. We must develop physical magnetism in order to have a body that is strong and conscious of itself. Not to the point of vanity now, but one that obeys our command. Recharging the body with cosmic energy develops great magnetism. Even if you don't know anything about cosmic energy, just stretching your breathing alone. Breath is part of cosmic energy. If you really want to absorb more powers, to be able to contain more power, you have to learn how to exercise, stretch your body. That's why in yoga they say you do all these exercises. Especially if you want to develop spiritual magnetism. You can count on it. I know what I'm talking about. for those who want to invoke angels. If you don't expand your container and you're able to call in the angel, sometimes it's not a good thing because your body can't take the vibration. That's why what Jesus can do, some of us cannot do it, because Jesus' magnetism is on the higher, it has a larger container. It's like an ocean. So that's why they say meditate. Meditate deeply. Increase your times of meditation. Go into longer meditations. And do all these things that will help you expand your consciousness, your magnetism. We must also keep the body magnetized by right eating. Eating freely of fruits and vegetables develops magnetism. Fruits especially have a wonderful magnetic quality. Eating too much protein and too much starchy foods, however, causes the body to retain poisons. Overeating is always bad, whereas fasting usually is very good, since it gives the stomach a rest. These are all, you can see this in medical and, But if you are a spiritualist, if you are working on your spiritual path, yes, you will find that certain foods, you will see the qualities of them. If you've been fasting for a long time and you want to ground yourself, then you can eat a lot of protein or starchy food. But if you want to go on the higher plane and all of that, yeah, fruits and veggies are good. And that's why they tell us to eat to third. But most of us in America, we eat the whole thing and plus. Why did you eat it? Well, it was there. To acquire mental magnetism, we must do everything with deep concentration. People who have reached the top in any profession or business have great powers of concentration and great magnetic power. Just because they have that doesn't mean they are spiritually highly developed. It just depends on what you focus on. If we're a slave to any of the senses, we are losing magnetism. That's why they say don't overeat, don't drink too much, don't, all these other things that we get caught up in. Like Lord Buddha will say, or Buddhism will say, balance is the requirement for good life. I just put that expression there. If we have control over the senses, we're developing magnetism. Being able to develop and maintain an evil mind without getting emotional is the way to magnetic living. It doesn't say you shouldn't have emotions, but don't get to anything that is not in balance. When emotionalism is converted into power and governed by wisdom, one has great magnetism. When you raise your emotions, but then let wisdom say, look, there's nothing you can do about it. If you can do something, you would have done it, right? So don't kill yourself over that. Let it go. And plus, when we get so emotional, we know the rascals on the other side. Oh, they are having their, it's buffet for them. So rather than developing magnetism, you are feeding the energy out. And it's the same thing with the senses. Anything you overdo, it's like it's oozing out, it's letting instead of retaining that energy. That's why in some sports, they do not allow athletes to have sexual relationship before their event. We must be careful with whom we associate. That was one of the reasons I wanted to talk about magnetism today. Because if we are continually exchanging magnetism with other people by our thoughts, by shaking hands, and by looking into their eyes, as soon as we shake hands with someone, a magnet is formed. The person who is the stronger, guess what? Gives his vibration to the other person. And that's why you see men, when men shake the want to show who is stronger. You don't need that physical, to transfer your magnetism to. That's why you see the saints or the old, rather than shake or they will bow to God in you. And that's why some of us, when we go to a place, we can easily scan the energy that's there. Oh, I'm telling it out here. Unless you learn how to. Otherwise, say, oh, nothing can reach me. The moment you are among people, there's vibration and energies that are oozing out, you know. And then when the thought starts its own, yeah. And I've noticed for myself personally how the people I surround myself with, sometimes, yeah, I can see their vibration. They are like, that's not me. We're going to put it there. I'm not taking that on. And sometimes it's good to take it on, because you are helping. And also, if you see something nice that you don't, the quality you don't have, you can focus on it. It's good for you. We become like the people with whom we mingle, not through their conversation, but through the silent magnetic vibration which goes out of their bodies. When we come within the range of their magnetism, we become like them. That's why I don't like wearing other people's clothing. Once you learn that, unless if it's brand new, even the brand new, I will wash it. And I don't want to give my clothing to others to wear, unless we've cleansed it. Because I don't want you carrying my issues that I'm still working on. If a man wants to become an artist, he must associate with artists. It feeds on. That's why you see, say like the soccer game, when they have any kind of sports that is a group sport, you see they feed on each other. That one is great at this. Before you know, this one is. The same thing with music. I remember when I first, very, very young, when in church they're playing drums and I'm just listening, then before I know it, I'm playing like them too. Then before you know it, I want to improve and all of that. Just like young kids, they imitate their parents. 2-year-old talking about their probiotic. It's like, how could she pronounce that? Even I, as an older man, I couldn't pronounce that. What was that?
Acidophilus.
I mean, 2-year-old, she just rolled it out of her mouth. Where did she know about this? Because she's heard the parents say that. So if a man wants to become an artist, he must associate with artists. If he wants to be a good businessman, he must associate with successful businessmen and leaders. If he wants to become a spiritual giant, he or she must associate with devotees of God. That's why we come together in a spiritual community to raise each other up. Now, one can develop cosmic magnetism, because that is the key of this conversation. Because you develop that, everything else will follow. By thinking of God and saintly people. By concentrating deeply upon a certain personality, one can attract that personality. You want to be like Jesus? What is Jesus known for? If you keep concentrating on that, Jesus is a prophet with the heart, you know. You want to be like Moses? Focus on, like, he's a no-nonsense one. But he directly listens to what God says. So don't just focus on some saints, you know, because not all saints are equal. Not all masters are equal. Some are still, they still need to work on their issues. If you focus too much on them, you take the good and they represent. But the ones that they've shelved, all these things, yes. Let me repeat that. One can develop cosmic magnetism by thinking of God and saintly people. By concentrating deeply upon a certain personality, one can attract that personality. That is why we should think only of great individuals. If some people think Hitler is great, well, good luck to them. Whoever you think is your hero, guess what? Well, you might not know it, but you the more you focus, more you think more of that person, even though they are gone, you will find out quickly that before you know it, you are beginning to show the symptoms of that. So know the people you are focusing on, Glenn. And if you don't want to focus on a particular thing that you like, that you want. If you want to be loving, focus more on love, God's love. If we concentrate on thoughts of wicked people, we will attract their qualities unless we are stronger than they are. If our whole heart is with someone, we draw all the defects and all the good qualities of that person. So learn to love and love to learn. If one is a material magnet, he notices that power in other he meets. Who knows it? Who feels he knows it? You can recognize people who are like you when you see them through their letter. Oh, this is my copycat, you know, like. If you are a moral magnet, you will notice that power in others. And if you are a spiritual magnet, you will also notice that magnetism in others. But divine magnetism is the power of all powers. That's why we say, feel it. Dream it and sense that all attracting divine magnetism day and night. Turn it into be daydream about God, the qualities of God you like. Feel it, sense it, and do it over and over, and it will develop in you big time. And you'll be able to use that not only for yourself but for others and for humanity. And that's why I said divine magnetism is the power of all powers. When our prayer bursts out of our heart and God gives up his vow of silence and speaks to us, then we have gained divine magnetism. This is not just talk. For those of us who have experienced this, when you know this, the thoughts in your head is not yours, you know. And you know, how did I know this? You hear something telling you, go do that. You don't even know that that thing exists. Then you go there and you saw it. And you do exactly, and then the result. That's when we say, God has spoken to you, has removed that vow of silence. It's not like when Moses went up the mountain, he hears God's voice. He hears God's voice in his head, you know. Now, thunder and lightning might strike, but, you know, the instruction he hears is within him. We must use our time to develop spiritual magnetism in order to attract the imperishable. Because money, eventually, you will die and leave money alone. Fame comes and goes. Body will rot. But what you put in your spiritual savings account stays with you. Once you've earned it in one incarnation, it goes with you throughout other incarnations. You don't lose it. That's why we must use our time to develop spiritual magnetism in order to attract the imperishable. When we have developed the power to attract the highest thing, we can then easily attract all lesser things. Jesus and all the masters, they talk about that. We must detach ourselves from this body, this physical residence. Each of us is a spark of the infinite. You have that magnetism in you, but you have to develop it, make it work more for you. Of that divine spark. I always love that. We must differentiate between perishable object and that which is imperishable. Anything that belongs to the body is perishable. Today they might call you the most beautiful woman in the world, and tomorrow the same people say, old age has come, you know, things are. Anything that belongs to the mind is semi-perishable. Anything that belongs to the soul is the one you never lose. Once you attain it, it's imperishable. Keep in tune with the divine magnetic power. Think of God so constantly that God will be with you wherever you are. You can't escape it. But you have to earn it because you are not the only child of God. God goes to where God is invited. If you don't invite God during the summer of your time, like Baba Lahiri said, don't expect God during the winter of your time. When you think of God constantly, then all of our good desires will materialize, even those formed in the distant past. That's why you don't give up upon yourself. Don't give up on God. Even if things are not working, stay with God. And all those things you've wanted that you think will not happen, it will show up. It may not be in the form you want. And if it doesn't show up in this lifetime, it's waiting for you next lifetime you come. That is, if you do come back. Because if you've done the work, you may not need to come back. Yeah. But if you're like the rest of us, just logging along, you can count on it. You'll be making an entrance. And they will give you your visa to come back again. So I encourage all of us, develop that magnetism. It's simple, it's easy to do. Day and night, morning, day and night. Feel it, dream of it, sense it on God, on the qualities of God you want. Love, joy, peace, abundance, whatever it is. If you focus on it, even if you do it for continuously for 30 days, non-stop, try it and see if you won't get anything out of it. May the divine love abide with us. Amen.
Amen.